You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by Oglethorpe head coach Kurt Matthews. And coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thanks for having us.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your fourth season as head coach of the Stormy Petrel Volleyball Program. What sort of things are you guys getting ready for with the season?
Well, we're really excited about the upcoming season. It's certainly the best team we've had in the 4 years I've been here. I think we've made some strides with where the program has been, and now I think we're taking it to the next level. We had a great recruiting class. We have a lot of returning starters, and it's really the first time where we've had some continuity to the program. We've added a lot of athletic ability. Team chemistry's good. We've got, for the first time ever, we have players playing all their natural positions and not players filling in at different positions.
Coach, talk about playing in the SCAC and the difficulties that come with that and playing with in perhaps one of the best Division III volleyball conferences in America.
Well, the thing with the conference is, in my opinion, it's the deepest conference in the country. That there are other conferences that have elite programs too in the first four spots, but the difference with our conference is it's pretty much good from top to bottom. That pretty much all the teams are capable of beating somebody on a given night. I think some of the other conferences don't have that, where maybe just the top five or six are elite, but really we've had numerous cases every year where a lower-ranked team beats one of the top teams in a conference. And also with the tournament format, I think it's the best conference in the country overall.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Volleyball Media Day. Today we're joined by Oglethorpe head coach Kurt Matthews. Coach, you touched on it briefly in your opening remarks, but take us through a little bit more in depth of in how your preseason preparation has gone in camp and what you're starting to see from your team as you prepare to open up the season very quickly.
Well, in the first 3 years I've been here, we've been traditionally probably the weakest attacking team in the conference, and we've picked up in the recruiting class four outstanding attackers, four players that are a little more physical. We're bigger in the middle and so forth. And then we're fortunate that, you know, but they're still freshmen where they're inexperienced, and our upperclassmen or returning players are adding a lot of ball control and experience to the team. So we've basically taken more experienced, technique-oriented players and added a lot of physical kids to it. We'll definitely be much improved on the attacking side.
Coach, take us through some of the players. You mentioned that everyone's playing their natural position. Take us through who some of the keys are for the Stormy Petrel team this year.
Well, we're carrying 11 players on our travel squad. Our three juniors are Brent Dawson, and really three tri-captains. We don't have any seniors this year. And our three juniors are Brent Dawson, who's been a starting setter for 2 years, Molly Buckner, who will be returning on the right side or outside hitting position, and Molly started her entire career, Michelle Moran, who's been a DS and a serving specialist, returns, and then our sophomore class, Kaylee Yarbrough, who started about half the season, will be starting the entire year this year. She improved a great deal by the end of the year and has played real well in the preseason. Kenesha Curry is a middle and outside hitter that's providing a great deal of depth that she can play about any position on the court. Kate Castle, who is a backup setter this year, is now seriously competing for starting setting time. And then we've got our five freshmen, which is McKenna Bondarenko and Anna Marie DeSalvo, as outside hitters. And both of them have added a lot of height to the outside. Our twin towers in the middle, both over 6'1", Lisa Ingalls and Ashley Hayslip, finally give us two legitimate blockers in the middle. And Kaylee Early is competing for the starting libero job as a 5'8 freshman.
Coach, lastly, before we let you go, what are going to be a few keys to Oglethorpe as you get ready to opening up the 2011 season?
Well, we're finally going to be a better attacking and blocking team, and that's something that we have to get dramatically better at. Our ball control, serving, and defense has been fine. We'll definitely be better attacking and blocking, but we're a little concerned that our defense and passing won't be up to the same level it's been in the past. But I feel if we can side out, if we can hit 200 as a team, I think we'll finish at least middle of the conference.
Oglethorpe head coach Kurt Matthews and the rest of his Stormy Petrels open up the season September 2nd at home against Brunel. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your schedule, and best of luck this season.
Okay, thank you.